what's up? Welcome to The Shit List, your Patreon exclusive show where I, Blessing Addy Jr., go online, I find a top 10 list, and I bring it back to Tim, Ma, fucking Geddes, and Barrett Courtney on the ones and twos, and we judge it for your amusement. Tim, today, we're not doing a top 10 list. We're doing a top 25 list. We're talking about the top 25 best zombie games.
Zombie games
of all time.
Okay.
We previously did best zombie apocalypses.
Yeah.
That list was apocalyptic. We're trying to redeem it today.
We need to.
IGN.
Okay.
They updated this list February 3rd, 2023. It was originally posted on January
8th. My brother's birthday.
No, that's not your brother's birthday.
February 23rd?
No, February 3rd.
February 3rd.
That's my birthday.
Well.
Yeah, right, right. They updated
for
Barry's birthday.
For my 28th.
There you go.
There you
they
go.
Posted it originally January 30th, 2023. So this is a fresh ass list. And of course, we're doing this in honor of Dead Island 2 coming out.
Of course.
So for the history here, just to keep us honest, the article was originally published in 2018 as 13 best zombie games, and then updated in 2019 to include 19 games. And then they made it a 25 this year.
There you
go. So you're telling me that the list was dead in 2018?
And then it
and
came,
back, came
to
back
live. Whoa.
Let's go, everybody. It's Friday.
Whoa, let's go.
That's for you, Barry.
We got a lot of room to work with here.
25.
25
That's
games.
A lot. And there, you know, here's the thing. Zombie games essentially is a genre to itself, but also fits within other genres. So there are a lot of different entries that I feel like are going to be on this list. But what is the order, Bless? That's the question.
My question is, how many Resident Evils do we see?
Ooh, it's a really good question.
Yeah.
It's a really good
Resident
question.
Evil 4 is going to be on here for sure.
I mean, it okay.
Do we call those zombies?
That's that weird thing of like, I don't know. I can see IGN getting cute and be like, well, RE4, technically, and blah, blah, blah.
Technically, they're infected by the fucking little parasite creatures, but they're in their cavemen. Yeah. They're not cavemen, they're villagers.
I feel like they'll consider it a zombie game. Same with like Last of Us, even though they're like clickers and stuff. I feel like.
How do we define, because zombie, I guess, is you died and then came back to life. In Resident Evil, they don't.
That's the thing with RE4, the debate there. It's like they're in that world, there are zombies. So I think that's the one difference from Last of Us. I'm not saying RE4 is not going to be on the list. But on top of that, though, I don't think RE4 is the one to be on the list for this, even though it is amazing. But like, I think RE2 Remake is on the list for sure.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. RE2 Remake.
Yeah.
RE1
those
Remake
are,
should
like,
be as well.
Are those accurate to how we define zombies? It's been
RE2?
A while since I played RE2, yeah.
I mean, I don't think you can get more accurate than,
okay.
than the original Resident Evil zombies. That's a fucking zombie. Shoot in the head, it dies.
Sick. Okay, RE2 Remake. I'm going to say RE4 maybe, because I'm with you that like...
No, I think RE4 is easily a top five. On the IGN list.
Because it's saying the quality, I mean, RE4 is, it's the best Resident Evil game. So, and like, I think now in modern times, I think it's between RE2 Remake and RE4 Remake. 3 Remake wouldn't be on there. RE1 Remake, I think, deserves to be on the list. The GameCube one.
And we might see that like lower. This is 25 games.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. So, like, it might be lower on the list. I could see that.
But just exhausting the REs here. I think 1, 2, 4 could be on the list.
Okay.
3 won't be, 5 won't be, 6, 7, 8, I don't think will be.
Really? You don't think 7?
I could
see potentially 7. Potentially 7. Put 7 down on the list.
I'm going to put 7 down on the list because, again, like, are we working with zombies in 7? Again, it's fuzzy.
it's okay. I think that, like, for the sake of us making our list, let's count it for
okay.
now. I don't think any RE spinoffs make the list, Revelations or Outbreak or any of those. So I think we can move on from RE. Right.
Are we going to say Last of Us and Last of Us Part 2?
Last of Us for sure. I always forget what the gauge is of the vibe of Last of Us Part 2, at least with the IGN crew who like might be curating this list.
I mean, I think IGN
got
loved
a 10.
Last of Us Part 2, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, both deserve to be on the list. But again, with that franchise thing, sometimes they don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck it, put them down for now. I think that one that's a little bit off out there, but like 100% will be on the list, especially for IGN, will be Red Dead Redemption Undead Nightmare.
100%.
Honestly, wouldn't be surprised if it's number one.
If that's not on the list,
I think
it's
that's
a
top five.
List.
Undead Nightmare. Yeah, I think that's top five.
Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead's got to be on there. Are you talking Left 4 Dead 2?
I would go 2 specifically.
Probably,
personally.
Yeah.
In the same vein, do we see Back 4 Blood on here?
I don't think so. Although 25
and 25 is a lot of games. I think we see Back 4 Blood. We're talking about in the lower end.
The Walking Dead.
Ooh.
Telltale.
Top 5. I think that's top 5.
iZombie. Or no, Zombie U.
Zombie U.
Zombie U.
Such an okay game. Dead Island.
Dying Light 2.
Oh, Dying Light 2, yeah. I think you have to have Dying Light 2 in there.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, I'd be surprised to see two Dying Lights, but I, like, Dying Light 2, I think, would be the one to put up there if you are having a Dying Light 2 higher on the list, and then maybe Dying Light 1 a bit lower, but Dying Light 2, for sure, I think, will be on there.
Do you think Dead Island's on the list? Any form of it?
No.
It's that tough thing of how recognizable Dead Island is, yeah, and how weirdly iconic it is for the zombie side of things, but then also how unremarkable it is as a video game that fights against itself. Where we're talking about, like, best zombie games, like, there's so many games I would put above Dead Island in terms of quality. But if you're talking about zombie games that stand out as, oh, this is a zombie-ass zombie game, Dead Island is that.
I have three that I want to throw out there. First, Days Gone. I know they don't call them zombies. They're very...
Them freakers.
Yeah, they're freaking, and they're freaking all over the place.
Freaking all over the place.
Like Last of Us, they're clickers, but, like, come on, they're a different type of avatar for zombie. Mm-hmm. I have that to throw out. Where do we fall on Dead Space in that similar vein?
Those are,
like,
zombies.
Do we count those as
necromorphs?
Like space zombie, yeah, thing? Like, I don't know. Like,
I mean, fuck it, why not?
Yeah,
it's
because we have 25 spaces to,
yeah,
fill, right?
Yeah,
and then the on a similar track, a weird one, but stick with me, not a full game, but a popular mode, Call of Duty Zombies.
That's on there. That's on there for sure.
Mm.
And if anything, that might also be top five.
A lot of top fives.
Yeah.
And I know that's maybe that's not on there because it's like a mode within, like, the some of the yearly Call of Duty. So I don't know, like, how you particularly, like, showcase that. I don't know if IGN wants to get.
I think you pick the best one and roll with it.
Black Ops.
I think it would be Black Ops. Yeah. Probably Black Ops 1, unless there's, like, a more modern iteration that people would put up there.
Black Ops 1, and I think there was one before.
Before it was World at War, which was the first one.
And that one was, yeah, okay, so Black Ops 1 was, like, the first one to kind of bring it back.
Black Ops 1 was the one where it came back, and it was a fucking banger.
I think it's that. I think it's Black Ops 1.
I think that was the one where you played as the presidents.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
And I think there was, like, updates, like, wasn't John Romero, like, one of the enemies you had to fight at one point? Fuck. Zombies was so cool.
World War Z.
I think that's in there. I think that might be lower.
Lower, but, like, yeah, like, fun and fairly unique gameplay-wise, I think, compared to some of the others. Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
That's
Nintendo
a good one.
Classic.
I think that's in there. Zombies Classic. Ate My Neighbors. I'm also going to put up in there Dead Rising.
Yeah. I don't know which one. Two?
Dead Rising 2, I think.
That's a franchise that I only rented from Blockbuster, but I never actually...
Dead Rising 2, anecdotally, I think, is the favorite. At least it's the one that people remember. I don't know. I know Dead Rising 3 and 4 were out on the Xbox One, and that was a whole thing. But I feel like that didn't get as much conversation as 2.
What are we forgetting here?
Oh, there's so much. There's the survival games, the, like, DayZ
and all that.
Which was, what's the one that I'm in? The one that Xbox does.
State of Decay.
Yes.
You're in State of Decay.
Yeah, there's a character model that's modeled after me.
Like, for reals? Or?
Yeah. It's not like, cool. It's not called me. Like, I had a friend that worked at Undead Labs, and this is, like, before I worked at Kind of Funny or anything, and they were just looking for people to scan in because of the way they develop or generate characters.
Yeah.
They scan real people. And so they just brought me in, and there's a character. Yeah, you can recruit me as part of your like, settlement in State of Decay.
You need to find the video of this and tweet this. This is incredible.
I know. I don't think I've ever seen myself in State of Decay 2.
You gotta do it.
I started playing it. I was like,
that's a stream blast.
that's the quest to find Blast. You got to turn on your Xbox, wait 3 hours for it to update because you haven't touched it in 3 years because they have no games. And boot up State of Decay 2.
The amount of State of Decay 2 I'd have to play to find myself, because, like, there's so many characters in that game. And so, like, I'm just, like, randomly looking for somebody who looks like me. And I'm like, all right, I think that's me. I think that's the guy. Rihanna, like, my friend Rihanna is also in that game. Like, she's the one that had the Kinect. And, like, I think she was, like, in a trailer or, like, some marketing material. And I was like, must be nice.
Yeah.
Like, you're out here front and center. Meanwhile, I have to, like, dig for the character that kind of looks like me.
So funny.
But, yeah, State of Decay 2, I think, is going to be in there. I mean, do we think Zombie U is in there?
No, I don't. If that's... Like, at that point, this shouldn't have been a top 25. They should have, like, dwindled this down to 15.
In defense of IGN, though, the top 25 is like, that's their format for these lists. So it's not like some of the other sites that just kind of like come up with fucking,
I know,
like
yeah.
whatever, but I'm with you where I want to see some quality
but
here.
But I would also trust them that like, if they didn't feel like they could fill out a substantial, like a meaty or an interesting 25, they would bring it down to something like 15 or 10.
Exactly. I'm hoping that we get a nice story here when we start looking from 25 to number one. You want to get into the list now, or you want to keep throwing some things out?
Right now, we have, let me count these. If I do the number, we have 18 games here listed, right? We have RE2 Remake, which I bolded as like, that's probably top five. RE4 Remake, RE1 Remake, RE7. Last is Part 1, which I've also bolded just for myself because I think that's a top five
RE4
contender.
Remake probably won't be on there since this was updated February 3rd.
Oh, yeah. Good
so
call.
It would probably just be RE4.
Very good call. I think I meant to just type RE4 and then I just type Remake. But yeah, Last is Part 1, which I bolded as like, that's got to be a top five contender. Last is Part 2. Undead Nightmare, which I bolded as well. Left 4 Dead 2. The Walking Dead, which I bolded. Mm-hmm. Dying Light 2. Days Gone. Dead Space, Call of Duty Zombies, which I've also bolded, World War Z, Zombies Ate My Neighbors, Dead Rising 2, DayZ, State of Decay 2. I think we have
a
fantastic
pretty damn
list,
good list. Yeah.
So far. Are there any more to throw out? I feel like these all have come to us pretty easy, which makes me think that if like we think further, we'll pretty easily throw some more out there. I'm trying to think of different platforms.
Yeah, I
like, what are the, oh, Walking Dead Saints and Sinners. I've heard very good things about it.
I've heard nothing about it.
I've heard Frank Miller say very good things.
Crickets. I don't know, man. Maybe.
Maybe, possibly.
What's the like the classic arcade shooting game?
Oh, House of the Dead. Yes.
Yeah.
Great
yes.
call, Barrett.
Fantastic call. Thank you. Do we see Typing of the Dead in here?
Hey, I hope so.
Dude, I love Typing
that would
of the
be
Dead.
Fun. All right, this is definitely a good starting point.
Yeah. All right, let's jump into it. Again, these are the 25 best zombie games of all time as determined by IGN. Jumping into it, number 25, Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Hell yeah.
I think great
good
placement.
Start. Good
great
start.
Great start, great placement, classic. At number 24, The House of the Dead. Clutch.
I like
absolutely
this.
Absolutely clutch.
I hope more than anything the Typing of the Dead's above House of the Dead.
I hope so too.
Yeah.
I hope so too. And number 23, State of Decay 2. We're nailing it so far.
Featuring Bless.
Number 22, Zombie. Again, this is Zombie.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my God, Zombie U.
This is Zombie U.
Later release as Zombie. Yeah, because it was originally a Wii U exclusive, right? And
yeah.
Then it came to other platforms.
Had the drop
that
of you.
Fucking hilarious.
Fuck yes.
Also, what's the... Did we talk about talked about Dead Rising. Okay. Yeah,
but we didn't talk about Plants vs. Zombies.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm writing that
Let's
down.
Let's get it in the Duffy. Yeah. I like it.
Plants versus the Zombies. Yeah, I'm writing that down. All right. That was number 22, Zombie. Number 21, Days Gone. All right. Fair enough. Number 20, Project Zomboid. Project Zomboid. This
never
was a sim-type game. That I've heard of, never once seen gameplay, but I'm sure people love it. So I think that's a good choice.
So far, great list.
So far, great list.
Story to tell, and they're telling it.
At number 19, Zombie Army 4, Dead War.
Never heard of it.
I played this one. This was if you remember year one of me working at Kinda Funny, this is like 2020, before work from home. Me and Greg played this for a PS I Love You when we were like doing like the weekly pick a random game and play it for the week. And we played this together. And I mean, it's basically what you'd expect, right? Like a Left 4 Dead style. You're going through fighting hordes of zombies and like it takes place during a war. I think it might have been a Nazi zombie situation. It's pretty decent. It was pretty cool. Yeah, I could see the placement here. At number 18, DayZ. DayZ.
Again, man, from 25 to 18, I think they're doing a good job of being like, yo, there actually is a lot of quality zombie games out there and variations there too. Some things that surprised me, like we said earlier, Zombie U, it's a meme, but it wasn't the worst game. It just wasn't a great launch game for a console.
1,000%. At number 17, They Are Billions. They Are Billions. This is one I haven't heard of. Specifically, its survival mode is an excellent mashup of zombie horror and RTS gameplay. Players must build and manage a post-apocalyptic city while knowing hordes of undead are en route to tear it to the ground. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Number 16, Dead Rising 2. Number 16 feels a bit low for this.
Yeah, it really does.
So worth it. Like right now, right, we've made it through 10 games. I feel like with Dead Rising 2 at number 16, the rest have to be quality.
They need to be real
I feel like this
quality.
Is the bar right here. Like, there's better than Dead Rising 2, and there's worse than Dead Rising 2.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the top 15. Let's go.
And number 15, Resident Evil Village.
Whoa! Okay.
Oh, shit. Okay, so if we're starting off with Village and we have
we're getting a lot
more.
Yeah.
Are these zombies?
By the definition,
like it's all just.
But like Village in particular is specifically werewolves and vampires. Like I don't recall fighting ones. Oh,
that's fair.
There was a baby.
But
I think that was a zombie, really.
You know what I think about a lot?
What's that?
How much I don't like Greg Miller. You know what I mean?
Because he hated Village.
It's just like that. His take on Village and Medium being better than it is just like, oh, I fucking hate you. I know why you're doing this, and I get it, but it just it grinds my gears.
Now, here's the thing, right? I'm reading through
it's
the
like
blurb.
A Barrett Courtney type of take.
Over 25 years after the original, Capcom still wears the industry's survival horror crown thanks to the continued excellence of Resident Evil. The series' latest installment moves zombies to the back burner in favor of another form of flesh-eating enemy, lichens. Yet Resident Evil Village, they missed the V in Village.
Village.
Resident Evil Village earns its spot on this list for its world-class survival horror gameplay and its late-game twist that pulls the undead back into the spotlight. All right, all right. I was about to get mad, but I guess you make the argument at the end there in terms of bringing the undead back in the spotlight toward the end of the game. And number 14, Planescape Torment. Planescape Torment. This is one I actually don't know much about.
Some Jared Petty stuff.
Planescape is one of those games that you occasionally hear is really good, and then you look up one screenshot and go, nope, I'm never playing that, and walk away, and your life is worse for it. Listen, I get that the appearance is anachronistic, but this game is too good to miss. It's so good, I can barely find words to describe the magnitude of its goodness. Who wrote this? Planescape is an RPG about being immortal, crammed with more undead than you can shake a severed limb at. I think Jared Petty might have wrote this, actually. Hold on, I go to the top of the article.
He's credited, but if this article first came out in 2018, I don't think he was there anymore.
But he could have still freelanced it, right?
Oh, yeah. He did have his freelance era. I forget.
Yeah. I mean, reading this sounds like...
I just remember I started working there, and like 2 months later, he left. And I feel like I was the reason.
This looks like a Jared-ass game, and also reads like a Jared-ass blurb.
Yeah.
And so I'm gonna credit Jared Petty.
God bless Jared.
At number 13, Call of Duty, World at War.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, the first one.
At least
one.
You got the,
first
the name
one.
There.
Which makes me wonder if we're going to see another one. Because World at War wouldn't have been the one I would have jumped to. But also, like, multiple Call of Duties.
I doubt that.
It's weird. I think when you're thinking of zombie games, Call of Duty is in the conversation of maybe most iconic zombie video game franchise, even though that's not its main thing.
Yeah.
But, like, it's made such a big splash and has such a big presence when you're talking about the zombie gameplay that I wouldn't be mad if there's one more Call of Duty.
I agree.
Past this. At number 12, Plants vs. Zombies. There we go.
Good call, Bliss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a great poll.
Do you guys think we see Garden Warfare?
Maybe, honestly. People love that, the first one.
It's a fun game. And number 11, Dying Light, the first one.
The first one.
The first one.
All right, here we go.
Top 10.
The top 10.
At number 10, The Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners.
Oh, wow. Shit. Dang,
Bliss. That's what I try to tell y'all.
Whoa.
Man. People really fucked with Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners.
Dang, that's awesome.
There you go. Yeah, Greg Miller had a lot of good things to say. And I think the big hubbub about this one was that it felt like a full game in VR. Like it felt like this is like a zombie RPG. Like you're actually playing this full fledged thing in VR, and it's Walking Dead branded.
Yeah,
which
I remember
is pretty cool.
Like outside of Astrobot, that was like one of the first ones where it was like, oh shit, like this is a video game in VR and not just like a silly little tech demo.
Exactly. And number 9, Resident Evil HD Remaster.
Fuck yes. Good, the respect it deserves.
Hell yeah.
Is this the one you're talking about with Resident Evil Remake?
This is RE1 Remake. Okay. Yeah. That was on a GameCube. And they remastered it for HD consoles. And it's gorgeous to this day. This is a game, though, like, I can't wait for them to actually do the RE Engine remake of RE1. Mm-hmm. It's going to be freaking cool, man. Spencer Mansion's just a dope-ass location.
Let's go. At number 8, Red Dead Redemption, Undead
number
Nightmare.
Eight.
Wow.
Number
8. Top 5.
I never played
surprised.
This. I never played this. I've always wanted to.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a stream.
This is the Red Dead that I played the most. Was this bit at IGN, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I always saw the like trailers for it, and I always thought it was cool. And you'd always see it at the shelf at GameStop, but then it was like, I have it at home. I don't know if I want to spend money on this thing that I already technically have, but I don't have. It was a tough time to be a high schooler really into video games with barely any money. You know what I'm talking about, Tim?
Oh yeah.
I was going to say something else.
You don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the fun thing about this one is it's one of the first DLCs, the first, like, downloadable kind of games ever, really. Like, this is during the, like, Limbo Braid era of things. So this was a big deal to get a more AAA experience. Like, it was this. It was Ratchet & Clank Quest for Booty. Like, there was a handful of games that were these, like, early small titles that were dope as hell.
And number seven, Resident Evil 4.
Wow.
Man.
I think that's because you're going to have a lot of Resident Evil on this list.
Good for
you. Hey, already have a lot of Resident Evil.
Well, we didn't nail it because they had Village and we didn't have that on the list. But, like, I like how much RE's in here and, like, deservingly so.
Like, RE2 definitely is going to be maybe top
maybe
two.
Number one.
Maybe number one at this
point. I mean, well, at this point, if we didn't get The Walking Dead yet.
No, yeah, there's still quite a few.
Last of Us either.
Last of Us, Walking Dead. We did get Call of Duty Zombies. We did just get Undead Nightmare. Wait, have we seen... Oh, yeah, we saw RE1.
Yep.
Have you seen Left 4 Dead?
We haven't. No.
So, yeah, Left 4 Dead's going to be in there.
Yeah. What do we think the order is? I know we're... Or do we want to see what number six
is? Let's see what number six is and then get into order. So, at number six, we got Last of Us Part 1.
Wow!
Which throws a big wrench into things.
Love this.
Wow. Love okay, so this. Pausing here. Getting into order and what we think is in the top five. We have to see...
Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead.
The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead.
Resident Evil 2.
Yep.
Those are the musts.
Left 4 Dead, Walking Dead, RE2. I agree. I think Last of Us Part 2.
Last of Us 2 is definitely in the conversation.
Yep.
So, looking back at our list, Bless, what did we name that's not here?
That's not here. Going through have we seen RE7?
No.
Do we think RE7 is going to be there?
At this point, no.
At this point, I don't think so either, especially because RE2 is going to be up there for sure. We've not seen Dying Light 2.
I feel like Dying Light 1 might just be the...
The Dying Light mention.
The representation of that franchise.
I kind of agree. It upsets me a little bit because Dying Light 2, I think, is way better than Dying Light 1, but for the sake of this list, I'm with you, Barrett. Dead Space.
Dead Space is that 50-50. Yeah, let's get in. Let's get in.
Wait. I'm writing this down. Yeah, we're gonna get in and wait till top three to figure out what we think is order.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, between these five games, I'll be shocked.
Go in any different direction right now.
And we haven't seen World War Z either.
We won't.
No, at this point, no. It's not a top five.
Let's see. At number five, Dead Space.
There you go.
This is a good list.
This is a really good list, honestly. At number four, The Walking Dead Season 1.
Okay.
All right. And honestly, looking at the top, like what's left, I get it.
Last of Us Part 2.
I get it.
Resident Evil 2 Remake. And then what's the third one?
Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead 2, probably. I would imagine Left 4 Dead 2 at number 3, Last of Us Part 2 at number 2, and then RE2 Remake at number 1.
I agree wholeheartedly.
I agree as well. Honestly, any which way, I wouldn't be mad. I don't think Left 4 Dead should be number 1, but I feel like it could be number 2.
That's true. I think what'll elevate possibly Last of Us Part 2 to the 1 spot is purely the gameplay. Of just like this, like I know it's like not like really in tune with like just zombie stuff in general, but just like the stealth gameplay and all that stuff, like
that's
playing it as a video game.
That's my problem though with this list, and we'll see where they go with this. But it's best zombie games, it's not just best games that have zombies. Yeah. So, because of that, like I don't think that Last of Us 2, I mean, Last of Us 2 is one of my favorite games of all fucking time,
yeah,
one of the best games of all time, I think, but it's not necessarily the best zombie game, especially in comparison to RE2
and
Left 4 Dead, that I think in two very different ways are the quintessential zombie game.
Exactly. Like those encompass everything that you want out of a zombie game. When you're talking about the multiplayer co-op, right, and the survival portion of it, and then also what you can do in terms of single player survival. Like RE2 is the most classically zombie game. And I think Last of Us Part 2, I'll say, is better than both of them. But
yeah,
for what you guys just said, I think Last of Us Part 2 lock it is number 3.
Left 4 Dead 2 at number 3, Last of Us Part 2 at number 2, RE2 Remake at number 1.
I'm switching between. I'm going Last of Us Part 2 at number 3, Left 4 Dead at number 2, and then RE2 at number 1.
Me too. Let's see.
Number 3, The Last of Us Part 2.
There we go. Excellent fucking list, IGN.
Great list.
Take us home.
And number 2, Left 4 Dead 2.
Let's fucking go.
Which means, what if they just left our Resident Evil 2 remake? There we go. Number one. I was scared that this was gonna be a when we were talking about the best revivals and Spider-Man was number one. Yeah. There was no God of War.
Yeah, exactly.
God of War on there. I was like, what if that happens? But no, it's IGN. And excellent IGN list. Knows what they're doing.
Dude, I gotta say, I'm giving this one 2 thumbs up. 25, a lot. But yo, there was a story here. A ton of games I've never heard of. Ton of games were like, oh, they should be there. They were. The order, especially of the top, had weight to it. I love this shit. Good for you.
I agree. Like, the only games that they left off on our list are games where I'm like, I get it. Yeah, like not every zombie game is going to make a top 25. And I think the ones that
Dead Island did not make a top 25 zombie list. That means this list had thought put in.
Exactly. That means this list is like, hey, let's take quality into account.
Yeah.
And so good for them. Like, mm-hmm. good for them. I agree. I'm giving it 2 thumbs up as well. Ladies and gentlemen. Let us know in the comments below, what is your favorite zombie game? Until next time, I've been Blessing. That's been Barrett. That's been Tim. It's been our pleasure to serve you.